Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What do you do when strangers hijack your property while you are on holiday? What rights do you actually have? Greg Vermaak. He's a property rights attorney at Vermaak & Partners. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. So IOL was covering a story that a family returned from holiday to find strangers living in their home. And I'm assuming it wasn't their kids. IOL covering a story about people came home from holiday and found strangers living in their home. We're assuming it wasn't their kids. The question is, what are your rights? What can you do under circumstances like that?
You know, I read the article and I've never, in all the wild and woolly things I've seen in South Africa, and there are plenty, I've never seen that. It's not to say I haven't seen people's open land invaded. I haven't seen, you know, possibly people hijacking an inner city building. But I've never, ever heard of anyone coming home to find people living in their house. But I read the article, and obviously the commentary was mostly correct. But I think we have, I suppose, three options. The first is you could just kick them out. We're allowed to act in defense of our property, and we can literally just throw them out. If one is a bit scared, we don't all have AR-15s like the fellow in the, the fellow in the article.
Yes.
But the police are almost certain to help you, given that in this country, squatter rights won't override something like breaking and entering. But then, you know, the fallback position is the courts. And contrary to the article, you wouldn't need to get an eviction order because these people have taken over your property. The concept in our law is known as spoliation. And it means you cannot simply take something. I mean, that again is possibly disputed in a place like Joburg. But what you could do in those instances, you wouldn't need an eviction order with all the time and the expenses that would take them, the sort of inquiries regarding alternative accommodation. You could run to the magistrate's court. You could go to the high court as well, but of course that's likely to cost you legal fees. You go to the magistrate's court, and they have almost a form. It's in the form of an affidavit, but constructed as a form that will take you through inevitably to the position where you have been spoliated, and the magistrate, probably without notice even to the people in your house, will give you a spoliation order. Now, the only awkward thing in the magistrate's court may be that the magistrate is concerned about the potential for squatters' rights, for want of a better word, which may mean that you might need to go to the High Court, where some magistrates may be concerned. But in these circumstances, where you've literally found someone in your house when you get home from holiday, you will be able to get an order expelling them
quite easily,
very quickly. So on the same day, probably.
So what's the difference, for example, in terms of squatter rights? When do they kick in?
It's not really a time. You'll often hear people talking about, well, you've got 48 hours or you've got 72 hours. That's not really the case. The test is whether something has become someone's home. Now, I don't believe that breaking into someone's house can ever found a claim that this is now my home, obviously. But if someone, for example, puts up a shack on a large piece of land and is there for some period of time, and establishes a degree of permanency, then what you might term squatters' rights would kick in. And that person, this has become that person's home. There's no way that you get out from holiday to find someone in your house that can ever be their home. You may recall, I don't know, you might be too young, back in the 80s and the 90s, a lot of my contemporaries would go across to the UK and they'd live in squats. And the law in the UK at that stage was such that if you couldn't prove that the person had broken into your house, then, you know, you had so-called squatter's rights. And I think Maggie fixed that one.
Right, but sorted that
it's
one.
It's not going to happen in a house in South Africa, not with our law. So the you may find it with a tenant, you know, someone who's got into your property on a legal basis, paying you rent, but then stops paying you rent. It's obviously their home, so you'd have to go through the squatting legislation. But it wouldn't apply in this scenario where you have basically a breaker and enterer that couldn't found squatters' rights. You know, different from setting up a shack on a piece of land that, and then the person is left there for some time. As I say, the test is, has it become their home?
Right.
But it couldn't apply in our generic example now.
All right, so that is a tremendous relief. Greg Vermaak, thank you for that clarity. Greg is a property rights attorney at Vermaak & Partners. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.